From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. President Donald Trump is under attack across the U.S. political spectrum for his failure to denounce white supremacists who staged the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, that turned deadly. The president condemned what he called an egregious display of hatred, bigotry, and violence on many sides Saturday, just hours after a car rammed into a crowd of counter-protesters, killing 32-year-old Charlottesville resident Heather Hare and injuring 19 others. But Trump did not directly condemn the extremist groups who organized Saturday's protest, many of them his political supporters, who openly derided racial minorities, Jews, and women. The top U.S. general says the United States and its South Korean allies are working through a number of technical issues before the United States' terminal high-altitude area defense system can be fully deployed on the Korean Peninsula. Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Joe Dunford told reporters he and South Korea President Moon Jae-in did not talk about the specific timeline for THAAD's full deployment during their meeting Monday in Seoul.
Our job, General Brooks and I, our job is to make sure that our leadership has options available to them to properly respond. And I can tell you there's two things that we're clear about. One, our responsibility to defend against an attack, and two, our requirement to make sure that we have a decisive response in the event of an attack.
Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis and Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, in a joint op-ed published Monday in the Wall Street Journal, commended South Korea's new government for moving forward with that. This is VOA News. China announced Monday it's banning imports of coal, iron ore, seafood, and other products from North Korea, in line with new United Nations sanctions approved earlier this month. Chinese leaders had pledged to fully enforce the sanctions, which China and the other members of the UN Security Council unanimously adopted in response to North Korean ballistic missile tests. The sanctions could block as much as $1 billion in North Korean exports. China's Commerce Ministry said the new trade ban will be fully in place by September 5th. U.S. President Donald Trump and other members of his administration have urged China to use its position as North Korea's most important ally to pressure the country to give up its nuclear weapons program. The United States is condemning the murders of seven Syrian White Helmet civil defense members in rebel-controlled Idlib province. The White Helmets say unidentified gunmen shot the seven members dead during a raid on their base Saturday in the town of Sarmin, west of Idlib city. No one has claimed responsibility. The Syrian rebel group Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, which controls Idlib province, condemned what it calls an ugly crime and vows to hunt down the killers and protect the White Helmets. The White Helmets are Syrian civil defense workers who volunteer to rush in with no hesitation to pull civilians out of bombed buildings in rebel-held areas. Burkina Faso's security forces have ended their operation against gunmen who opened fire Sunday on a restaurant in the country's capital, killing at least 18 people and wounding eight. Communications Minister Remy Dangeneau said the dead are mainly children and women, and the toll would likely rise. The nationalities of the victims are reported to include Burkinabes and foreigners. Burkina Faso President Roch-Marc Christian Kabore said the raid was a despicable attack that has Ouagadougou in mourning. In a Twitter message, the president said the fight against terrorism is a long-term struggle. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence encountered resistance from Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos Sunday over President Donald Trump's threat to use military action in Venezuela. Speaking at a joint news conference with Santos in Cartagena, Pence did not rule out using military force, but he did not directly talk about it either. Pence, however, told the Colombian president that the U.S. would much prefer what he called a peaceable solution for Venezuela. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.